I wanted to continue with the Tzlach and elaborate a drop more on the pasuk of Betuv Tzadikim Ta'alotz Kiryo Ba'avoyl Rishoyim Rina, and this will then continue with the sheet that we have for today, which is pasuk Yud Aleph. Bebirkas Yishorim Torim Kores Ubefir Rishoyim Tehores. A very beautiful Sfasemis that I wanted to share with you also. It says a very nice chiddush on Megillas Esther. Mitzlach, in the sheets, Chazal tell us, Kuf Gimel Parshis Amad David V'loyoma Haluluka Ad Sherob Ma'polosim Shel Rishoyim. And the question, of course, the last day of Pesach, we mentioned this already. We don't say Hallel, even though it was a zman of tremendous Hatzlacha and Yeshua Hashem. And we spoke a lot about this brinksmanship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question that the Maharsha asks is that in the Gemara here, Daf Tesamit Beis and Brachas, it would be mashma the opposite. That Adarabba, since Ba'avod Rishoyim Rina, that the Halleluka that David HaMelech uttered was only when it was Ma'apolosim Shal Rishoyim. So the question is, how do you reconcile those two? So he says that this kasha he found in the Zohar. The Zohar says in Parshas Noyach, "Bezimna achrita lesa chedva kame kutshabrichu, kedzimna de isavidu chayobi alma." Hadou d'chsib avod rishoyim rina. Rina here refers not to people who benefit from the fact that the Rishoyim are gone, it refers to the Ribbono Shalom himself. Who will have the greatest Rina Ba'avod Rishoyim? The Ribbono Shalom. There's no Chedva Kameh before him as at the time Kizimna de Is Avidu Chayove Alma, that the Rishoyim of the world are perish. And that's the Pasuk Ba'avod Rishoyim Rina. So it says here in the Zohar the following about that. Hani mili kadmote yahu zimna da oirichlon v'loi tovin legabei michu yuvayu. That is only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Rishoyim ample time to do tshuva, and even though he gives them that time, they refuse to do tshuva and they continue in their ways. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them perish and delights in the fact that they perish. However, v'i Avol I is avidu ad deloy moto zimnayu, kedain les chedva kamei al di is avidu. What happens if for whatever reason they perish before they had the chance to do tshuva? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice in their undoing, in their demise. V'taymu iyu ad loy moto zimnayu amai ovid behudina, Elam begin the mishtatfi badayu di Yisrael avosh aloin, or begin kach ovid behudina v'ovid loy me'alma b'loy zimna. Now the Zohar asks a simple question. Isn't it up to the Ribbono Shalom to decide when they should perish and when they shouldn't? So why are you saying that if they perish before their time, they didn't have a chance to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make them perish? Let them all have the opportunity to do tshuva. And then, if they fail to do so, it's Bechira, Bechira Chavshis. Then we understand, Ba'avod Rishoyim Rina. When is there ever the other way? So he says a very remarkable thing, the Zohar says. The Zohar says that sometimes, while they are acting that way, they are being Mashpia L'ra and dragging Bnei Yisrael into the dirt. And in order to prevent that further Hashpah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out, in quotation marks, prematurely, so that the Hashpah ceases. So that's what he says. The Mishtatfi Badayu the Yisrael Av Oshalon will begin Kach Ovid Budina the Ovid Loin Me Alma Beloy Zimna. Yeah. So he says, therefore, will begin Kach It Ba'i Mitzroi Biyama. Ad kan hutz atzorich lin yonenu, says the Tzlach from the quotation of the Zohar. So the Zohar apparently feels that when you hark back to the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a need that they should perish prematurely. They didn't have a time to do tshuva. So the question is why? So he writes, V'toichen kavanosai, Bikshu da mitzvim, Bikshu lohara li Yisrael, because they wanted Omar Oyev Erdoif Asiga Chalek Shalom. So they wanted not to make us in the blotted, they wanted to kill us, period. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to eliminate them. And therefore the Yam swept them away. But it was Kaidem the opportunity for them to do tshuva. And therefore in that moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no delight in the Avod Rishayim. Because even though he had to kill them, but he was not happy with the fact that they died without tshuva, without the opportunity for tshuva. V'lochein loy chodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'ibudam v'ein oimrim halal. Im Kain says that Tzlach is meturitz kusha samar shah. Hodika amad David HaMelech haluluka v'mabalosim shol rishoyim. That was when the rishoyim had an opportunity and they failed to do tshuva. Hainu hechad in smali sa'asam. Then yesh ched v'saklap ishmayach. Avo b'mitzchim d'loy nismali sa'asam ele b'shvil shabohu lahor ali Yisrael v'bishvil kach. And for that reason, he says, because the folk was not happy, and that's why they had to drown at that time, Ein Loima Halel. And then he adds, Alpi Azoya Sheivesi, Yesh Lefarish Pirush HaPosuk B'Parshas B'Shalach, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. That the word Lochem does not mean instead of you. In other words, you don't have to fight the Mitzrim, I will fight for you. Lachem means on your account. Hashem is punishing them to save you, and that's why Lachem, Bishvilchem, Kloimar, Shadayin Loinis Mali Sa'asam. Their measure is not yet full. In other words, they did not deserve at this moment Mitzad Atzmam to perish, because I needed to give them the opportunity to change. Ak Bishvil Yisrael, don't you mitzikim Lachem? Bezeh Hashem Yilochem Lachem Bishvilchem, Vatem Tacharishun. Miloy Mar Halel. That's such a sweet thing. His meram is in the pasuk that since Hashem is nilcham because of you and not mitzad atzmam, then v'atem tachrishin, you cannot say halel. Yeah. Then in the parentheses it says ad kan divrei kvod harav hagadol moreinu Rav Leib Fishel's hanal. So this is not from the Tzlach himself apparently, but from someone else. But it's brought down in the sefer. Okay. I pointed out also that this shaila is brought la halacha lemaisa also by avod rishoyim rina. Avelus is the opposite of rina, of course. So, is there an inyan of avelus? Is there an inyan of kriya for rishoyim? His bemis. This dovetails a little bit with what we were talking about tinoika shenishbu. But the nageya, the etzem shaila. The Rosh in Moed Katan Perek Gimel, Vod Aminun de Bishas Yitzias Neshama Chayiv Lekroya, a person present, Bishas Yitzias Neshama, is Mechuyiv Terayz Kriya. Kosev Rabbeinu Meir Sheshama B'Shema Rav Rabbein Azal, Tahani Mili Ba'odom Sheina Rosha, Avu Ba'odom Rosha V'choshud, Ein Odom Chayiv Lekroya, Ela Adaraba, Yesh Lismayach, Kedichsiv Ba'avod Rishoyim Rina. So he says, "La'halacha lemaisa, there's no kriya." V'kosav, but he says, "V'loy nehira." Rabbeinu Meir says, "Loy nehira." Da'aminam b'perik ha'ereg, l'mozeh doyme l'sefer Torah shenisrav shechayiv l'kriya. Why are you mechuyev to be kriya b'shas yitzias neshama? Because it's doyme to the halacha that we know that sefer Torah shenisrav, if you're present when sefer Torah is burnt, you're also mechuyev to write kriya. Nitzias neshama is like Sefer Torah and Yisrael. For Pirush Rashi Asam, va'af neshmasa shal Yisrael doim aloi she'ein lecha reik shebahen she'ein b'toyra u'mitzvos. Remember, it says kefela charimon rakoseich. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim. What do Chazal darshan on that pasuk? Afilu reikonim shebach is kefela charimon rakoseich. The reikonim shebach, even the empty ones, the ones who seem to be without Torah mitzvos, malayim mitzvos karimon. It's one of the reasons that we have Rimonim as a Segula, because we remind ourselves of Malaya Mitzvah Skirimon. So even the Reikonim Shabbach, Nu Eivazei, then your person for the loss of the neshama of anybody's neshama who's a Jew, there's a chiyuv to write kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. So he says elanirali shechayev l'kroya ala koil b'shas yitzias neshama l'uvad, except there is someone who is so extreme that you don't write kriya. Who is that? Mumer l'avodah zarah shekol ha'moy deba koifer b'chol ha'toyra kula oy. But he's not stopped. He hasn't finished. There's another person that you don't write skriya for. Namely, and he brings the Gemara in Horus of Yer Aleph, the Mumar Chalavels Lahakis, Avaryanhu, and so on. So there is now the question that we raised, is there such a thing as a Mumar Lahakis really? First of all, because he doesn't know any better. Secondly, because he might be shy it's like they asked a certain person who became a mishumet in Russia, and he rose to prominence. They once asked him, "Tell me, did you become a mishumet out of conviction? Do you really believe, or is it just out of convenience?" So he said, "It's out of the conviction that it's a great convenience." So this, to know somebody is lahakis. So what's my point? You see some people that mamish are as brazen as can be, but that brazenness could sometimes cover up a tremendous fear and insecurity. And as I pointed out, sometimes these people are more to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a strange thing to say. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that, we should go to these people with kvitlach. What I'm saying is we shouldn't be hasty, because you never know what's churning inside. A lot of people put on a front. You know, it's like people who are tough, but the minute you puff on them, they already fall apart. It's the same thing l'gabi the Ribbono Shel Olam. People put up this front that, peh, but there's no peh, b'chadri chadorim, they're plenty miserable, and they're plenty upset and nervous and afraid, and I don't know how much of a lahachis is going on over there. Anyhow, it's a fatzvaik de parsha, a favetik de parsha, without a doubt. It's very painful, but it's a complicated parsha. Now, what about Avelus itself? So I quote here also Tshuvah to Tzitz Eliezer, and he discusses this inyan, and he says as follows. He says, there was a person, Maisal Yehudi Shoyanasu Im Yehudiyah. He was married to a Jewish woman, but he married also a Goya. And he's not interested in going back to his Jewish wife. And nor does he want to give her a get either. So he's really a creepy guy. Now, he died. Is there a chiyuv on the krovim to be misabel for him? The shiva krovim, I don't know about the wife, but in any case, the blood relatives, is there a chiyuv for the tata mama and so on? So he have a very remarkable yesod, which is really, I mentioned it, I believe, I don't remember, I think I mentioned it, that there might be a difference between parents and siblings or children. Why? Because parents have to feel guilty that they produced such a child. It not always is it the parents' fault. But afal pi kein. So they're mechalik, many are mechalik between the two. So this is what he says. Halacha psuka b'shulchan aruch yagadeya simen shin mem dalid. Interesting that it's shin mem dalid. I see a shmad. Kol ha-parshim midakei tzibur v'hem anoshim sheporku oil ha-mitzvahs me'al tzavorom v'ein nechlolim b'klal Yisrael batziyotzom. In the Asiyas HaMitzvah, they don't include themselves in Klal Yisrael. U'bekibur HaMayadois, they don't keep Yom Tovim. Yeshivas Batei Knesiyas Batei Medrashas, they don't go to shul, they don't learn. Ela Hareim Kibbenei Chorim La'atzmam Kisharo Umois, they're just like a goy. V'chein HaMumorim V'HaMoistrim Kol Eilu Ein Oinenin V'ein Misablim Aleim Ela Acheim U'sh'ar Krovim. What do they do if there's no Avelus? Loiv Shim Lavonim. The opposite. So in other words, it's a chiyuv. It's not just no avelus. It's the hefech of avelus. There should be a simcha. So he writes the Tzitz Eliezer, Shemiikra de Dino ein kol chiyuv avelus ala krovim achrei misas ish kazeh. Look at him. Marries a goya, doesn't want to give his wife a get. He's a creepy man. L'choyr loy rak she'ein chiyuv el sheish gam isur linog avelus al ish kazeh. B'yoyz, I mean, he's saying, it's not up to you. If you want to, you should. B'yoyz she'esh chiyuv shal simcha al she'ovet sonu shal mokoyim k'deksiv b'avoyd v'shoyim rino u'k'demesayim ha'shach. The shach makes this point, that there's a chiyuv simcha. So isn't it open and shut? Isn't it black and white? Continues the Tzitz Eliezer, a very brief paragraph. Ulam nira, the ein limchais b'misha reitzim lahachmer al atzmam kein liisabel mishum kvoid hamishpacha. Interesting, because when you're not misabel, everybody knows that he was nifter. It's a tremendous busha to the family that the people say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why isn't he? So you have to go tell the whole world that he's the person that he was, and therefore we can't. It's a very big busha to the mishpach. Ubefrat, kisha oisim zois mitoch motiv shel tzar v'agmas nefesh al ovdan she'er basar mibli sheshav b'tshuva. The avelus could be for losing the person. This avelus, he says, will be for having such a relative that died without the opportunity, somebody so close to you, that died without the opportunity to do tshuva, without having done tshuva. So he said, for that alone is an inyan of avelus. And in order, to show you that he did his homework, he quotes about 15 svarim back to back that deal with this topic. In the Tshuvas v'Hanhogos, which I mentioned to you, B'nayeya, how we treat these people in general, he speaks about a kohen bal tshuva. There's a kohen. He himself is a tzaddik. He's a bal tshuva. Now, a kohen has a chiyuv to be metame l'krayvav. You understand? So now the question is, all those krayvim, they're completely fried. And they passed away. Is the kohen going to go to the Levaya? Is he going to be metame in the chapel? Is he going to be metame with the Aron? Is he going to be metame with the Kura in the Beis HaKfaris? That was the question. And he brings in South Africa. So he writes like this. L'chayra, kivan sha'aviv mechala Shabbos v'fahesya, v'eina oisa maisa amcha mefurv shulchan aruch yoredeya, shinayin gimel, shebekoyen shepirshu avoisa medake tzibur. They had to have that shayla. Again, it's mefurish. A kohen whose family, avoysav, midake tzibur, were pirish, also lekroivim litami lohem shenema ba'amav. Right? The pasuk by kohen says beferish ba'amav. Bezman she'oisem aysa amcha, ukemavur b'sanhedrin, and the mokers in Taurus kohen. So, it's black and white again. He's not supposed to be metame to this kriyvim. Omnam novoy chani v'lo yodati malifsak. He says he doesn't know. He says shebaram and perik alav da avil mevi kol aporshim midaki tzibul ve'ino anoshim shepoku ol mitzvus mal tzavoram ve'ino chlolim beklal yisrael basias hamitzvahs kibud mayados. We saw all of that. Vishivas batek neisiyos batek medrashos. That's what's in Shin Mem Dalet that we saw in the Tzitz Eliezer a moment ago that he quoted. Right? Ella, what do you do? And this whole thing is a quotation from the Rambam. Ella, desme'oichlin v'shoysim usmeichim. Because the Pasuk says, ba'avod v'shoyim rinu. Zokta umavua mitvarov sheha p'tur sheheim soine ha'kodesh baruch hu. He says, why is there no avelus? Because they are sonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Concerning those that the pasuk in Mishlei says, ba'avod rishayim rina. Zoktel, lefi zeh, kan, bedorim Africa, kan, here, he's in South Africa. Yesh ka'elu shenoldu kan lohoirim chafshiim, v'hem begeder tinok shenishba. Their parents were already fried. They came from Litta, they were still from. And they became Kalyan in South Africa. They lost their bearings. V'ro'u matzav hadas kan yorud miyod b'avodoseinu harabim v'kan yordu imohem. They saw that the oilam was fry, and they became themselves. They lost their bearings, and they lost their anchor, and they lost their history, and they became fry too. So he said, what do you do with such people? V'kosha lohaka b'hem shem ketinak shenishba av shepir shumidake tzibur v'ro'u lahachmir. He says, it's very hard for me to be maker with such people. He says, I don't know. And maybe it should be Samech Lahaka B'Kayane Chazaka. Om Ipnei Sha'anu Tmeim, Keshitas Arayvit, that once they're Tomei already. Alek Vabir Achrenim Shein Lahaka B'Shalkach. Vim Kein Roy Lahazil Bal Tshuva Kayin, Om Isha Krev Chavshim, Shalo Yitami Lahem. He doesn't know. Saif Dava lo yacholti lachriya im lahakil about tshuva shashar lo yisi. Vamati lo yishev al tasa odiv, v'yishtatev b'halavaya b'lishe yitame. He should try to outmaneuver the situation so that he doesn't have to become tame, but at the same time to be mishtatev in the levaya. Somebody who doesn't show up at the chapel for his own parents, it's very hard to see how he's mishtatev in levaya that nobody should know. But he means at least participate as much as you can. It doesn't mean like to hide it from everybody. How could you hide it? He says also, don't worry so much about that you have that chiyuv, because since today everything is given over to the chevra kadisha, so memela you are fulfilling your responsibility indirectly through them. So it's a very vexing issue and a vexing topic, and it obviously doesn't go away. It's not a matter... Let me explain something to you. I want to just to be mice of something that I didn't finish saying. You have to understand, this isn't a question of being nice to these people. It's a question of... In the final analysis, if I would allow these words to escape from my mouth, the emison is, the bottom line is, Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from us? That's really the nekuda. You have to have very big places to be able to actually say that. I'm not saying that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm just describing a vignette. I don't have the shoulders to say something like that. I mean, anybody can say that, but you need a person that talks to Ribbono Shel Olam all the time to be able to say that. You need a Psazar Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditchev to say something like that. But in terms of our hergeishim, we often ask ourselves, you know, how could this be a derech to Yemais HaMashiach when the matzav itself makes us fall away like flies? And it's almost impossible to stanch the blood flow. There's so much bloodletting of Yiddishkeit, of neshamas, that get lost simply because they are where they are. Nothing more. So the question is, how is this supposed to be? Like HaNidochem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, does it have to be Davka that we have to have the Nidochem? So it's a mystery. The whole thing is a mystery. But the mysteries are good when you're a philosopher. But the person who has such a child, Rachman Litzlan, it's doch mamish the biggest tsar in Agmas Nefesh. So Ben is the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is menahemes kayoina. You ever hear a turtle dove? It sounds like it's mourning. MOURNING. It sounds a very plaintive sound. Sounds like it's crying. Menahemes kayoina. And she says, Oili, shehechrafti es beisi v'shesarafti es heicholi v'heglesi es bonai lebeino umais. It's Oili. And the Gedoyle Oilam and all the Doiris, not just Mekubalim, Gedoyle Oilam, they said the Ikur that we should be mispalel for is the Shechinta Begalusa, the Tsar of the Shechina that it is in Golus. So whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishtatif with our Tsar. But Fashteitzach, that we would want very much that Mashiach should come already. But this is really the nekuda. The nekuda isn't, you know, how we should treat them. Those are halachas. The ikar is, I think, just the understanding that this is a matzav. It's a matzav, and it pulls, it sucks into it real people, live people. You know, so the philosophy and the halacha. Oh, but what about this nebuch, this poor Yankala? That's the shaykh. So I don't know. I don't know how the Ribbono Shel resolves it, or maybe the Ribbono Shel has decided that there's a mahalach that he doesn't resolve either. Who knows? That's not for us. So I would go preferably to a more freilicha inyan. Yitzias tzaddik min ha'ir oiser roshem. The Gemara, well, let's start with the pasuk. That's the sheet that we have today. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bebirkas yeshorim torum kores ubefir yeshoyim tehores. Kores is a city, karta. It's an ancient Hebrew word. In Phoenician, you also have it. What was the great city of the Phoenicians? Carthage. That's what karta is. It's the city with a hey hayadia, Carthage. Anyhow, the word kores and karta is the same, and kirya is the same. When Rishayim are around, then even their talk destroys the city. Tzaddikim, even before they talk, lift up the city. So the contrast is obvious. I just wanted to make a comment before we go into the Makairis that we have in front of us. The notion of a city is not, we're not talking about the physical demarcations, that the river is on one side and the desert is on the other side, and here you have a city. This is the idea of a city as a civilization. A city throbs with ideas, throbs with attitudes, throbs with personalities, and there's a mesh, a merging of all of this to create a fabric called a kirya, a karta, chorus. The tzaddikim's presence in the chorus nourishes the kedusha of that chorus in a way that manifests far beyond anyone's ability to perceive. We don't have the antennae for that. So besides the obvious bracha that is their hashpa, their teaching, their presence, so that you could be inspired by their words, but there's something about just being there that creates an aura in the very literal sense. And by Rishayim, it's the other way around, and the presence of Rishayim and the rishus of Rishayim, well, I mean, then it goes to the level of Zdom. And that's because a city has, in a certain sense, its own personality, its own life. And the limbs of that city are the inhabitants. Rishayim are a cancer to those limbs. So the pasuk is with a very broad sweep. The goyin here, of course, makes the point. Akash HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevorech es hayishorim, klayma hatzadikim ubalei seichel os teroimim hakores. With the success of the yishorim, there is a success for the entire civilization that is in that city. Ki hei madrichim es ha'am b'derech yishora umimelo yisroimim ha'ir. So the going, Adarabba, is going with the Derech HaMelech, as it were. He's going with Pashut Pshat. Tzadikim HaMatzliach, people are machshiv them. Then you have that because of the Hatzlacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon them, there's a Hatzlacha to the entire city, because they have the opportunity and the koichos and the kavod, I'm going to talk about that for a minute, that is necessary for the hashpah to happen. I have to tell you something. It has been my observation, and I think that I am right. There are many things that we try to compare ourselves to the Eretz Yisrael. In one area, I believe, we are incredibly lacking. We're in Eretz Yisrael, they are way, way ahead of us. And that is in genuine Kavanat Torah. Now let me explain to you what I mean by genuine Kavanat Torah. A person is a Talmud Chacham, and his picture was never in the Hamidiyah or in the Ateid or in any of those Borough Park papers or whatever it is, Williamsburg. He's a Nechba El Akelim. People who know, know. And he sits and learns Yoyman Valayla, and he's a Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. you should forgive me for saying this, but I think in America, he's not worth more than the janitor of the shul. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Kodesh Kodashim. They have to know about him. But there's no such thing. And if a person is a miyuchas, so if he's a Rebbe, he's a Rebbe. If he's not a Rebbe, he doesn't exist. In Eretz Yisrael, that's not so. In Eretz Yisrael, they connect the doves. Somebody's somebody's grandson or somebody's nephew. It means something. And then you have the people who are knowledgeable in Torah. So if you're a Pesach, and somebody has your telephone, if enough people have your telephone, then you become famous. Other than that, so he knows. Like, so what does that mean? He sits and learns, so he knows. The whole Hilchus Talmud Torah is missing. There's something very severely lacking over here. And I'll tell you what I think. And I hope that it never happens to Eretz Yisrael. I think that what happens, Azaybi is Goyish Tzach, Azayidl Tzach, PR. PR. PR means you are not what you really are. You are what you have been made into by the machine. And if the machine makes you, then you are. If the machine... Somebody once came over to me. I'm not joking. This is exactly what he said. He says, I can't believe it. Your picture was in the Atei 3 weeks in a row. So first is that Sedreta Mech. So I said, you mean that I have to do tshuva? I mean, what exactly are you trying to say? He meant, wow, you know, wow. If a person comes and says, I see that you know three Blat Gemara by heart. Did anybody go over to anybody and say, I see you know three Blat Gemara by heart? Wow. So let me tell you what I think. A Talmud Chacham walks by. I'm at Chasanus. I'm sometimes at three Chasanus at night. So I have a very wide perspective. That's why I'm telling you this. I've been around. And I noticed a remarkable thing. They call somebody up, a Zakin Muflag, a Talmud Chacham Muvhak, a Tzaddik, a Benon Shel Kedoshim. I mean, you name it. They never heard of him. There's not one person that stands up. Once in a while, you'll have some women. And that's it. And then you call up whoever it is. He's 35 years old. He happens to be the Masada Kedusha. Who's the Masada Kedusha? The Rebbe. Why is he a Rebbe? Because he had him in his shir in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years. 1 year. Next to him sits Gedolei Olam. He's the Masada Kedusha. I want you to know that Rav Soloveitchik, the Ga'in HaGa'inim, Rabbi Yisai, when Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was present at the Chasana, he would go over and he would say, Rav Meshe, is I the Masada Kedusha? He says, Rav Meshe, is I the Masada Kedusha? Bin ich takke Masada, and ich sag, as ich mach in the brachas. That's what happened, Mamish, every single time. And it happened at my wedding. It happened at my wedding, exactly like that. I went over the day before, and I came over and I started talking, and I said, you know, my chasna is tomorrow. So he said, so what? I was learning also the day of my chasana. You have to come to shiur. He thought that I'm telling him that I'm not going to be there. Actually, I didn't plan to be there, but now that he told me, I have to be there. And I said, no, that's not it. I want to arrange for a ride. All right, you know. Anyway, I arrange for a ride. He comes. Rav Moshe was there, a velt of tzaddikim and gedolim. I never look at the pictures because it makes me very umetic. Half of them are gone, more than half. Abba Lamaisa, Rav Moshe, that's what it was. Rav Moshe said the brachas, and he was the Masada of the Kedusha. The Edom called up to the exclusion of everybody else. Abba Lamaisa, imagine, here's a person, there's no problem his getting the cover. Nobody has any doubts about his stature. Nobody has any question that is prominent enough. But you know what? Rav Chaim Kanievsky refuses to be Masada Kedusha. You know why? Because the Gemara says, "Im eni yadeya betiv gitne bekedushin lo yehelo yasek imayim." And apparently, he felt that in the presence of Reb Moshe, as brilliant as he is, and as capable in learning as he is, and as much as he's Reb Chaim Brisker's enikel and took over the derech and his marbitz Torah to thousands of people, af al pi kein, Reb Moshe is the pesek ador. And so, I'm not saying Tasi Lee, I'm niyakot, he'll be nor garnished. But when somebody of my Talmidim asks me to be the Masada Kedushin, and Reb David Feinstein happens to be there, Reb David, please, make the brachas. And I've had occasion with some of the family, you know, whatever, they were upset. Not upset about Reb David, they're upset. They have a kesher with the Talmud, I have tremendous kesher with this Talmud. Tremendous kesher, not stam a Rebbe of 2 years. A Rebbe of 5 years or 7 years. And no, this kind of acknowledgement is very rare, this manazah, here in America. Everybody is desperate for that little brekel covered, and they don't think twice. They don't think b'chlal. Aber mit aftoch habisla reintrachten. Where's the mipnei seva tokum? Did you ever see, the oilam, there's an elter zeda walks by. The man is 95 years old. The man is 85 years old. Canvas a gate. Some of them go with walkers to get a bracha. And the so-and-so, the elder Zayda, the Zayda from the Chosn, is mechubit mit bracha, you know, with Chakob Baruch Hu. He's canvas a gate. Did you ever see a person stand up? Very rare. So what's the pshat? The Chosn Kala walk down, everybody gets up. No such halacha b'chla. Chosn doimel amelech. There's no halacha that you're supposed to stand up for the Chosn. Maybe halacha that you're supposed to bechlal stand during the chuppah. But whatever it is, it's the alts Moshe Kapoyer. The reason it's Moshe Kapoyer is because we don't have our feet firmly planted in the basic yisoid. That Torah is the reason that we're mechabed. Zikna is the reason that we're mechabed. And everything else is glance. Everything else is superficial. Everything else is basically fraught with sheker. And it's a terrible thing. We have in our own Beis Medrash people who are tremendous, tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Tzaddikim, loipasak puma migirsa. But they're not famous. We don't have the ability to dig a little bit deeper, to have a little bit more fundamental understanding and comprehension. And this, I believe, goes to a lot of other areas. To a big shail of ma Hashem loikecho shoyo meimachim liyira. I think we have a lot of things upside down because of this attitude. So this is a very big problem. Now, very interesting. There's a Medrash Rus. By the way, the Gra, the last three lines, L'chein ha-Yishorim, why does it say by Yishorim not the word Peh, but by Rishoyim it says Peh? He says, L'chein ha-Yishorim, because he said already, Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzaref, Machshava L'maisa. But by Rishoyim not, obviously. L'chein ha-Yishorim, Teke B'Birchosam, Shemoshlim V'choshrim L'adrichim B'derech Toiv V'Yishorah, even when their intention is to improve the people of the city, and they didn't get to it yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meroyme Maisa. You hear a remarkable thing? Many people think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfu L'maisa means he sees to it that a Maisa happens. Here you see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to lift up the chashivas in his eyes, which means a tremendous hashpas bracha from Hashem, of the city, merely because of the attitude and intention of the tzaddikim, even if they haven't gotten to it yet. And by the way, the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shari Tshuva, he has here next shtickle. It's a very, very important thing. He's talking, that's the whole list of mitzvah sasei, mitzvah leisei, eshbem karis, eshbem mitzvah. All the things that a Baal Tshuva, he writes, should be worried about and concerned about. Mitzvah sasei, mitzvah leisei, shaar gimel. Anyhow, in that shaar gimel, he has here one little snippet, one little vart. He says, by the way, whatever tzaddikim need to accomplish, they can't accomplish it in an environment that's full of rishayim. Because whatever they'll do, the rishayim are going to be mevakel. It's a very, very powerful statement. And he says, "Bebirkas yishorim torim kores ulfi rishayim tehores, beis rishayim yishamid vayl rishayim yafriach." He says, only after they mashpil the covet of the rishayim. So that's a very, very big problem also. Because we didn't learn the flip side of what we were talking about. We weren't ma'ayinim. Because PR is also meroimen inappropriate people. And that's a very big problem. Anyhow, before we look at the Rabbeinu Bechai, I want to go to the Medrash Rus Rabbah. Look at this Medrash, a fantastic Medrash. Because the Medrash asks Akasha, it's Vateitzei min amokam asho hoiso shoma, Vateitzei. bechilu yotzosam isham elohi velikam gmalim yotzu kam chamorim yotzu gamolim chamorim, not the gmalim, the people who lead the camels and lead the donkeys. What basically he's trying to say is, of course, if you're going somewhere, you leave. But what is this emphasis on the Yetzia? You know, everybody who goes, leaves. Rabbi Azariah, b'shem Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Simon, Godel, Sheba'ir, Hu Zivavu, Hu Hoidavu, Adoravu, Hu Shvacha. Pana Misham, Pana Ziva, Pana Hoidavu, Pana Adoravu, Pana Shvacha. Here he has four terms, by the way. Most of the time we have only three. But what Hoid, Hodor, and Ziv, and Shevach are, is not for us right now. I once gave a big drasha on that, at a hesped of a shloshim, but that's what it is. Hoid, Ziv, Hodor are all very positive, wonderful things. And when the Yitzhak leaves, all of the glance of the city, all of the beauty of the city, the crown jewels have left. By the way, the other way of asking this question is, it says, Vayela Charona. So why does it have to say Vayetze? If he goes to Charon, obviously he has to leave wherever he is. It's the same question. So some answer, because you have to explain why he left, because he was afraid of Esav, and why he went, to be able to marry. So there really are two inyon. There's a Vayetze that stands by itself, and there's a Vayela Charona that stands by itself. But here, the Medrash is saying no. There's really no need to say Vayetze because it's built into Vayelech. So why does it say Vayetze? Ela, Kesha Tzadik Vayuroi Ziva Hoida Hadara. Here it's only three, interesting. Yotze Misham, Panahoida Panahadara Panashvacha. So whatever, three, four. Nicha Tamon, Dolehavis Elo Isa Tzadekis. They ask a kasha. Meila, you can say that when Naomi and Rus depart, let's include Rus, but when they depart from Moab, there's nothing left to keep Moab going. So that's Pana Hoida Pana Ziva. It's emptied out. But Yitzchak and Rivka are nothing to you. So when Yankov leaves, there's Yitzchak and Rivka, and their entourage of Tzadikim. So how could you say Pana Hoida Pana Ziva? So the Medrash, in a very cryptic sort of way, Elo Amar Rabbi Azariah, B'shem Rabbi Azariah, B'Reb Simon, Lo'idoyim Ezuchus Tzadik Echad Lutzchus Beis Tzadikim. I wanted to make a suggestion that there are two places where this idea is mentioned, and the Medrash brings it, and so does Rashi in Vayetze, and Megillas Rus, that is, by Naomi and Rus, and by Yankov Avinu. So I wanted to say that the reason that they have by Dafka, by those two, is because there are two fundamental chidushim that you find in each one. One of them is that even though Yitzchak, what the Medrash says, that even though Yitzchak and Rivka are left behind, af al pi kein, it's called Pana Hoida Pana Ziva Ba'adara. It means, in other words, that you have to look at every single tzaddik as the dynamo, the engine of its life, of its survival. It doesn't matter how many tzaddikim there are. Each tzaddik stands on his own. In other words, it's not that one third of the hoid left. Pana hoida pana ziva pana adora. Now, we don't understand that exactly, because how do you measure these things? How do you make an arithmetic out of it altogether? So pana hoida pana ziva. Yankov Avinu not there, it's a different city entirely. Be'er Sheva. Now, what is the chiddush by Naomi and Rus? The chiddush is a tremendous chiddush. Who's going to know? Who's going to care? They're all immersed in a different civilization, in a different, in an Avodah Zarah, in whatever it is that they're doing. So two miserable people are leaving. Empty-handed, helpless. I imagine that a lot of people said, good riddance. Who wants a Jew amongst us? And she can't do anything for us anyhow. Like this, you want them for the business. You want them to be their bankers. You want them to be the honest brokers. But v'adafim obim. And she doesn't have any money. She doesn't have anything. Let her go. A kapara. So that Moav, who doesn't understand anything, but we know that pana hoida pana ziva pana hadara. So that means, in other words, that's an existential thing. It's not because they realize anything. They don't realize anything at all. So that's the chiddush. That it's something that is inherent in the mitzius of the tzaddik being present. Now, I don't know how many people they were mashpi on following the Vilna Goyim.
I don't know. Who could they be mashpiyon?
Orpah herself went back. So one Rus HaMoyavia, Ima Shal Malchus. Okay? So this is the Nakuda. I just wanted to share this Fasemis with you. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya, which is the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, obviously fits perfectly. Vayetze Yaakov, and he quotes Panahoida Panaziva Pada Hadar. This Fasemis emphasizes for Ir Shushan Sohala Vesamecha, for Ir Shushan Novoicha. And then it says, La Yehudim Hoysa Eir Vesimcha Vesasam Vikar. Listen to what he says. Ki mikoydem ksiv stam al ha'ir navoicha. V'acharkach tzohalo. V'lo al Yisrael befrat. It doesn't say ha'yehudim shebishushan navoichim. It doesn't say ha'yehudim ha'shebishushan tzohailim v'smeichim. It does say la'yehudim ha'yisayir v'simcha v'sasim yikar. And the Chomadinim didn't become Hashemel, Evo God Layhudim, the time of Piyo Mispaid. In other words, the negative and the positive have Yehudim mentioned. But when it comes to talking about the city, it's abstracted suddenly, and Yehudim are not mentioned Beferish. Ha'ir Shushan. So, one could suggest that, like what does Tosfos say, and I think it's the Tosfos in Erchin, Makshim Ha'olam. So people say, who asks this Kasha? The world is this kasha. The world is into the biggest schmutz, and they're not interested in these kashas that Tosfos asks in Erkin. That the Tarit says, who's the oilam? That's the oilam. That's an oilam goilam. There was a fellow that came back to yeshiva after going off into the real world, and the Rebbe says, no. He says, Rebbe, there's such a big world out there, what could I do? So he says, tell me, the real world out there, the big world out there, with all those millions and millions of people, most of them are smart or stupid. Oh, Rebbe, you don't have an idea of how stupid they are. You know, they are so stupid. And most of them are healthy or they're sick. Sick. They're so sick. He says, rich or poor? Poor. India, China, the world is so poor. So he says, you went away from this wonderful base message to a world that's sick and stupid and poor. So that's Makshim Olam. So Makshim Olam, Tosfos says, that's the Olam. So, it's possible. Ha'ir Shushan, that's the Ir Shushan. The rest of it doesn't matter. But the Sfasemis says, no, Ha'ir Shushan means the whole of Ir Shushan. And they dafka don't mention the Yehudim here to imply that the Hatzlocha of the Yidden is the Hatzlocha of the whole city. And the suffering of the Yidden represents the debacle, the crisis of the entire city. And that's what he says. L'chein dorash ki klal ha'olam v'ha'am smeichim b'revois ha'tzadikim shal yodo mashpia Hashem yizborach shefo brocha bakoil v'ze sh'om astam alo ir novoicha mikoidem v'av shevada yo'umos lo hirgishu tzar. They were out of the faket v'oit somchu b'nikmas Yisrael avo be'emes ha'ir novoicha. He says, even as the Goyim were rejoicing, the Pasuk is made that this represents the low point of the city. The city is in big trouble now. Ha'ir Shushan Navoicha. Ukmoshe Kasuv, Ukmoshe Amru, Yotza Tzadik Minair, Panahoida, Ziva Vahadar. It's a very, very beautiful Sfas Emes.